Mark Tauscher, that his plan today was to take him through the jog through and the individual work, keep him out of the team periods. Decision clearly driven by the medical staff. It's going to probably take him some time to get ready. Just getting started today, based on signing the contract and so forth. So it'll probably be probably a week on this plan here. And I watched him go through the individual. I thought he's off to a good start. I mean, he's in good shape, but it's like anything. There's a difference in being in rehab shape and getting in football shape. So that's what we're working on with Mark. Alan Barber is the starting right tackle, and it's his responsibility to keep that job. So that's where we're at today. Mark Tauscher is someone that we're going to bring along as fast as we can. But right now, I'm just looking at Mark to get back in football shape. I would probably say he'd have a hard chance of playing this week based on what the medical staff thinks. What have I seen? Alan Barber. I think he's been a little up and down. I think Alan's doing a good job in the run game. I feel he's learned from his experiences each week. There's some technical things that he needs to improve on in the pass protection area, and that's our emphasis with him. But I like his tenacity. I like the way he finishes. But he's got some things that he needs to clean up. Well, we're 2-2. There's obviously 3/4 of the season to go. That's our mindset. We've had an opportunity to spend time as a staff going through the self-scout, things that we want to focus on as we move into this week. We did that this morning with the players, applied some of those things to our workout today, and really we're moved on and we're ready to go to beat Detroit. That's our focus. It's one game at a time. There's a lot of football left. We're not really looking at the standings. We understand where we are. But there's just a sense of urgency to make sure we clean our own house and get things ready for Detroit. I thought it was good energy. I mean, it was a quick practice. It was a padded iron 35 minute practice. I really liked the individual work. I felt the opportunity to go back and correct some of the things from the Monday night game in the jog through was important. We spent time in a meeting structure this morning going through the corrections And on top of that, we're able to put in just our base offense and base defense against the Lions. So I was very pleased with the amount of work that we got done today. Definitely. Chad's plan today was to go through the individual, and frankly, to see how he responds tomorrow will be a huge indicator. I'd like to see him work, probably at least 2 days later in the week just to make sure he's ready. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow. He's back, full participant, and frankly, we'll see how he responds. I think it was last week or 10 days ago, he came out in practice and didn't have a favorable response the following day. So Brandon's definitely another player that falls in that category. Injuries are part of the game. He's had his run of them. Hopefully, they'll come to an end, but he's a talented young man. He still has a lot of growth in front of him, and those are really the things I look at. Well, the average is okay. I mean, 4.2. I mean, that's we're not as concerned about that as the attempts. Our two biggest issues on offense are the negative plays and the drop balls. There's some other statistical things that we looked at, but the things that took a close look at is the negative plays, and particularly the sacks fall in that category, and the drop balls, because we're taking sets of downs off the off the field that, that we should easily convert. Those are things we can control. So those are probably our two biggest focuses coming out of this bye week. I think so. He really, Atari, Chad Clifton, Brandon Jackson, they're all be very similar for them. Jeremy Thompson, you could probably put him in that same category. We wanted to work them today based on the plan set by the medical staff and really to see how they respond tomorrow to give us more information on how we can go forward through the week. I mean, we're hopeful that Atari can go Wednesday and then hopefully Thursday. And if he can go through the week, he'll definitely have a chance to play. Yes, he is. Jordy will be the first man up. Brady was sick, had an illness. We had a couple guys that came up today, Trevor Ford. A couple of guys are under the weather. Our medical staff is not. I mean, obviously they're prepared for all those types of things, but I'm not concerned about it. I wouldn't say an unusual amount, no. And frankly, I think we've handled the pressure very well. Actually, our production versus pressure is one of the things we felt that was a positive. So I think we've handled it pretty good, but I don't think the numbers are extremely high. Well, number one, self-scout, clean up our own house. That was the first message. And the second one was to move on and get ready for Detroit. You know, we break the season down pretty much into quarters. You know, we have 2-2 on the road, 2 at home, and 2-2 our two home games are division games. So I talked about that on Wednesday. But really today was about the self-scout, clean up the things, identifying and make sure everybody's on the same page at the direction that we're going and get ready for Detroit. Thank you. You on? I think Aaron's definitely made the adjustment to the position. He's done everything that's asked of him. He's as true a professional player that I've been around as far as the extra work and so forth. Now, I think he's demonstrated that he can do all the things from that position. You know, the dropping and the blitzing and. I think it's really helped him expose himself to more recognition in the passing game and things like that, as opposed to just primarily working on the run game and protections. But we definitely want to get some more opportunities for him to rush the passer. The only thing that we need to do a better job of is giving him more opportunities to rush the quarterback. I think all the other aspects of the position, I think he's done an excellent job.